You're listening to the Kingdom Reformation Podcast with Glenn Bleakney, equipping the church for revival, reformation, and kingdom impact worldwide.
Welcome, everyone. Glenn Bleakney here, and I want to talk to you about three ways that God unsettles us. And this is a teaching directly from my new book, which is coming out on August 18th. So the question is this: have you entered a season where several things seem to change at once? Maybe the plans you made no longer work, the resources you relied upon begin to disappear, and people you expected to remain suddenly walk away. Now, these moments leave us feeling unsettled, but disruption doesn't always mean destruction. Sometimes disruption is actually preparation, and there are three ways that God often unsettles us. The first is the disruption of our plans. In Acts 16, Paul planned to preach in Asia Minor, but the Holy Spirit prevented him. Then he attempted to enter Bithynia, and that door closed too. Paul wasn't planning something sinful. He wanted to preach the gospel. His plan was good, but God's purpose was greater. What appeared to be rejection was actually redirection. God was positioning Paul to take the gospel into Macedonia. The second way is through the dissipation of our resources. God sent Elijah to the brook Cherith, where he experienced supernatural provision, but eventually the brook dried up. The depletion of Elijah's resources was not the destruction of his calling, it was divine direction. God used the dried brook to move Elijah from Cherith to Zarephath. Sometimes God allows dissipation to produce deeper dependence. He moves us from trusting the provision to trusting the provider. The third way is through the dissolution of relationships. Some relationships are lifelong. Others are seasonal. Their departure may be painful for sure, but separation can actually become preparation. You can appreciate what someone contributed to your past without assuming they must be part of your future. People may leave, but God's purpose remains. When your plans are disrupted, your resources dissipate, or your relationships dissolve, don't immediately assume that God has abandoned you. Pause before you panic. Ask Him, what are you ending? What are you beginning? Where are you redirecting me? What feels like rejection may be redirection. The season may have changed, but God has not. You may feel unsettled, but you are not unled. My new book, Unsettled, The Unexpected Path to God's Purposes, is available August 18th. Visit unsettledbook.com to download a free chapter and pre-order at a special discounted price. You can choose the ebook, audiobook, paperback, or hardcover edition. God bless you. Hey everyone, Glenn Bleakney here. Are you passionate about revival and reformation? Do you want to deepen your understanding of fivefold ministry and how to advance the kingdom in every sphere of life, including the marketplace? Well, then join the Kingdom Reformation Leaders Community today. We offer a free subscription to get you started, as well as a monthly plan that provides valuable content and insights. For those seeking even more, our leaders plan includes all-inclusive access to a wealth of resources focused on church leadership, apostolic movements, prophetic ministry, and much more. You can engage in live sessions and discussions that explore how to effectively implement these principles in your life and community. With our monthly leaders training featuring esteemed kingdom leaders from around the globe, you'll be equipped to make a transformative impact. Don't miss this chance to grow in your calling and to contribute to the movement of revival and reformation, advancing the kingdom of God to cities and nations. Sign up for the Leaders Plan or any other subscription at kingdomreformation.org today.